In the Newsroom, brought to you by Swakopmund Hotel and Entertainment Centre.
Agriculture in Namibia has had its shares of highs and lows, with more lows than highs in the past few years. This has led to a downstream effect on especially Meatco, which has just recently secured a $200 million loan facility from the Development Bank of Namibia. Money is also owed to producers, but according to Meatco's CEO, Mwilima Mushokabanji, the funds will be used to enhance sustainability and the development of new markets for the entire industry. He chats within the newsroom.
Past 10 years, the agricultural sector has faced a myriad of challenges that has affected agricultural output globally, continentally, including domestically in the country. And these natural calamities were as the impact of climate change. So we experienced, for example, in 2019, 2020, the worst drought that we have never experienced before. Now, the impact of that drought basically reduced 50% of the national herd. Now, an organization like Meatco, which is in the meat processing and marketing sector, its function is basically agro-processing. And the moment the national herd is affected, it becomes difficult for the institution to operate. Number two, the continuous disease outbreak in the northern of the communal area as well, caused specifically by climate change. The intensification of FMD outbreak also affected the rate at which an abattoir could access throughput. You would realize that when 2 years ago, when we had the COVID-19 outbreak, it mostly affected Namibia's luxury market, that is the US, China, and the rest of Europe. So it became difficult to access those markets. So that impacted the functionalism or the competitiveness and sustainability of Namibia's meat industry. And that ultimately affected Meatco and ultimately the economy of the country. So as part of re-assassinating, electrifying the Namibian economy, agriculture remains the backbone. So the 200 million basically, number one, is it will help to boost employment creation because we are able to operate more sustainably. We are able to bring a lot of players on board, like now we are operating the Katimamilo Abattoir. The Rundu Abattoir is about to open, and we are able to make sure that we pay the producers timely and make sure that economic activities are moving. So in a nutshell, we are going to make sure that we invest this particular funding in our sustainability and competitiveness strategy that we have already reconfigured moving forward. You must have realized that as Meatco, we have made serious investments in terms of market development. As part of our inclusive strategy that we are driving, we have invested in market development and we will continue investing in that to make sure that we are able to create markets for the entire beef, for the entire meat industry. And I'm referring to goats, sheep, including livestock. We have penetrated Angola now to bring in the northern of the communal area. We have penetrated the West Africa, Ghana. So such funding is going to beef up Meatco's role and function, that of stabilizing the meat industry. So it will really boost up competitiveness, and that is good for the economy. We would be able to contribute more to food and nutritional security. We will contribute more in generating foreign exchange earnings to make sure that we are able to contribute more to GDP. We will be able to beef up employment rate for the country. So those will be the critical outcomes that as Meatco we are concerned about.
In the Newsroom, brought to you by Swakopmund Hotel and Entertainment Centre.